In a world where you need audio heroes, several nerds will come together to fight for nerdkind. It's time for nerds to step up and unite. It's time for Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know throughout the week on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world. Because my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you're officially listening to this Thursday episode of What, Kev?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.
Somebody has a frog in their throat.
Who got a frog? Who brought a frog? Yeah. I'd rather have that frog in my throat than a normal frog. He's got a little hammer with him, you know?
You had a Freudian marble slip.
Here you go. What are you going to do? Yes, I'm sick, by the way. So we're going to power through this episode. So this is what we do for you, the people.
Don't be afraid. We are... at the least 6 feet away from each other, so we're fine.
Well, that's the beauty of recording our podcast on Discord. And Pierce, I'm going to get back to you on that. Just been sick the past 2 days. He DM'd me. I'm getting to you on that. But on today's show, we got stacked content. Not only are we talking about those Disney Plus Day predictions, because as of this podcast recording, it's less than 24 hours from now. But we're going to be talking about an update on Hogwarts Legacy, that Harry Potter video game. Spoilers are already out for the Spider-Man movie. That's not even a month away still. And cool thing is, One Piece is already getting a live-action version, and the cast is pretty dope. Even if you've watched the anime or you haven't, it'll be something fun for you on Netflix.
It has a million episodes, right?
Yes, I mean, all anime has a million episodes, sure. and all of a sudden just stops. And like, oh, what happened here?
And then people are sad.
And then people are sad, and they move on. Then usually a GT or a Super version of it comes out. They're like, all is right in the world again.
They move on, find another anime. It's never the same. Yes. Never the same.
But anyways, to stay up to date with all the nerdy news you need to know, you can go to hot995.com/crisiscrew to stay up to date with that nerdy news. Been sick this week, so not going to be a lot up there. But those big piece news, Kevin, where can they go to see them latest on social media?
Infinite_pods on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, and it's good content there, and yeah, we're just keeping you up to date with the memes, the funniness, and the trailers, what you need to know.
That's all life is, it's memes and trailers now. Yeah. Movies don't matter anymore. Exactly. Shows don't matter, it's trailers.
As long as if there ain't no funny meme coming out your movie, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it.
I'm 100% sure, but if I started a YouTube channel, I just made trailers of cool things, I would have to work.
So it'd be oh, this trailer is about Oreo cookies. We're in a world where Oreos need to be dunked. One man will dump them.
In a world where Oreos can be black or vanilla flavored, the yellow kind.
The yellow one that no one really likes. It's the bad guy in the movie. that's what we're going to get up to for someone who's pretty much half dazed and one Kevin just here. So this is going to be a great podcast today.
It's going to be a fun time, as always.
Kevin's going to really overpower me in all the transitions we're going to have. So that's fine. That's going to be a fun time. But Kevin, we start the podcast properly of what you're watching, what you're playing. Because it's Thursdays. We talking about them games we love to play throughout the week. I get to go first. And Kevin, you done did it. You done did it. You convinced me. I am back on the Mass Effect 2 train.
Yeah, I done did it.
It's funny because I feel it came out 6 months ago, maybe 6 months ago nowish. During then, you and I were just back and forth on what are you doing this? What are you doing this? I have a guide. And it's funny trying to get back into that swing of things. All right, I want to do everything in the right swing of motions. I just recruited Garrus in Mass Effect 2. So that tells I'm about to get Morden. That's where I'm at right now. And it's interesting. I'm still all right, I got to make sure Liara is my main love interest because I want that love interest in every 3-game achievement, and that's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm coming after you, girl.
I'm chasing after you, girl.
I'm chasing after you, blue tentacle girl.
It's funny because I'm actually playing the same game, but I'm doing my FemShep playthrough. I'm still on Mass Effect 1.
So you've finished it though, right? And then you're playing.
Yeah,
it again. I finished.
Yeah, but I'm going through. Took a month and a half break. I was I can't run it through twice because this is obsession. So I'll take a little break, and I started again on Monday.
Yeah, so that's how I was with Guardians, because Guardians of the Galaxy has a new game plus mode. I just needed a month's detachment away from the game, because I went real hard on that game trying to beat it before it came out, and it did. And I was all right, let me enjoy it again. Let's wait a month after. Let's wait till Christmas to enjoy it again.
It was a fun 2 weeks of gaming for me, Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's a good time. Brother John just got the game, and it's fun to see his delayed reactions to everything. Like, oh, the music. Oh, that character. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Good thing you didn't get spoiled by the podcast.
So you say you just, but you're about to recruit Morden, so you're going to, you're on Omega.
I'm on Omega, the planet where it's the nightclub.
Yeah.
This is in the weeds if you don't know what this game is, but I think I'm maybe, what, like a quarter of the way in through the game then?
Yeah, yeah. Because you just woke up, you got Garrus, so you recruited, I think he was called the Guardian, something like that.
And so now you go. Here's who my squad, because I've been doing it IGN playthrough way. It says this is the best way to make sure everyone lives. I have Zavreed?
Zahid, yeah.
Zahid. I have the teleporty girl.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name. I'm talking about, yeah.
Yes, I got her. I got Grunt. I just got Garrus. Now we're going for Mord. And then Miranda and Jacob, but they were in the game already.
Did you already unfreeze Grunt?
Heck yeah. Apparently, if you don't, he just stays in the tube forever.
Yeah. He just doesn't come show up.
but yeah, so that's what I've been playing. Kevin, what have you been playing?
Like I said, I was going through Mass Effect 1 with FemShep. I just got to that colony on wherever we had to save Liara. Actually, just did that before I hopped on here with you.
Oh, there you go. Two minds thinking alike.
This is great. And the cool thing is now I have two, I guess, gaming devils on my shoulders because I have you. And then when I go to my new station now, everybody there plays games too. So it's like, oh, great.
What are they telling you to play or play differently?
One of them, I can't remember, I think his name is Chris. He's more of a PC gamer, so he's a PC guy. But he's playing AAA games on PC. He just uses his PC, but he's playing the same games. Yeah. Then I have a Fantasy Star Online guy that plays there. The one guy, he got really into Fortnite because he's doing work from home, so that's what he's been playing.
Yeah, there you go. It's a gate. That Fortnite is like the gateway drug of video games, really. You play it, and then like, all right, I like this character a lot. Let me play that game again now.
Played on my phone for like a week and a half. I haven't been back to it since, though.
I think the phone experience, it's fun to have it on your phone, but like it's so much better with the controller instead of you can connect a controller to your iPhone now, but it's still tiny screen trying to see everything, the lag and stuff with all that. So to have whatever big screen possible you can get, even if it's even bigger of a Nintendo Switch, you're gonna have better time.
Yeah, that is definitely right. But I just never, the whole free-for-all concept, isn't that what it's called? Like the one Battle Royale.
Battle Royale, yes.
I never really got into it. I don't know why.
Well, Kevin, get used to it, because it's going to be here forever now. It's pretty much a staple of pretty much every big AAA game now.
I'm surprised Destiny hasn't found a way to do it in their game yet.
Just you wait. I think Battlefield, did at one point. I think when,
yeah.
I don't remember where the Battlefield was. I think they're going to try to redo it again for Battlefield 2042 that's coming out.
Battlefield 2040. Ugh. So they're going back to the future in this one, I guess.
Yes. And it's another funny. Interesting thing is Call of Duty Vanguard came out, and like I've heard nothing about it. I feel like.
Let me Google it real quick. It seems it got at least a review out there.
Yeah, it's got reviews, but like it's weird. And this would be a good question for you. Did you get Call of Duty Vanguard / you liking it? Because like we haven't seen anyone of our friends really get the game or is playing it / seen a lot of reviews or hype about it. And it's interesting because I feel like Call of Duty is always like, all right, everyone's playing video games this weekend, and didn't really see it last weekend.
Yeah, just Googling it, it got a 60 on PC Gamer, 60%, so I guess it's not doing great.
Maybe it's the most meh, didn't really do any of the game-changing. I mean, most Call of Duties don't do a lot of game-changing. I mean, Warzone kind of was the game-changer for everything, which is also probably why Vanguard isn't really doing too much.
And a 75 on Metacritic and a 5.4 user score, so it's literally the meh game right now.
All right, well, definitely, if you're playing it, DM us at @infinite_pods. Love to give you a Crisis Crew Band, your sort of mini review on it. And then if you're waiting for Battlefield 2042, same thing. If you're doing that instead, we got you covered. But now we've talked about the games we've been playing, Kevin. It's time for the news.
It's time for the news.
News. So, Kevin, how do you feel about Netflix's pretty much being the home for anime nowadays?
They need a platform. Netflix stepped up, and that's kind of what they do. They give creators a shot, you know?
Yes. Well, not only are we getting a live-action Avatar, which you could say is sort of an entryway into anime, really. Nickelodeon kind of did. We're getting that pretty much in the next year and a half or so. But it turns out we're also getting live-action Cowboy Bebop later this month. So that's the first
soon,
really.
Yeah.
And then we're getting a live-action One Piece. That's right, Straw Hat Luffy. Himself, I'm not talking about the TikTok person, the actual pirate anime.
Yeah, I am not familiar with One Piece at all, besides, like you said, the main character and, like, you know, his big hat. Mm. And the fact that he was actually on that game that came out a few years ago, Jump Force. But I know that this is one of, like, the big three or four animes, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of was like the 2000s, like, big animes. Like, you had still Dragon Ball Z. Like, the big ones I'm talking about, like, the ones that transcended, like, they had their own manga. They had the show. They had video games. My brother John had a One Piece video game. He didn't know anything about One Piece, but he's like, it's got pirates in it. Let's play it. It was on Game Boy Advance.
Boys are so easy. Pirates and robots.
Pirates, robots, destruction. Yeah, that's all I need.
Oh, yeah, the sword. He's cool.
So this one, Netflix live action One Piece adaptation. Scottish Straw Hat Gang. It's kind of announced the main core characters. Let me see if I can pull up who's playing who. Did it do? Nope. This article did not do a good job of telling me who is who. Let me pull that up instead. But it looks dope. I mean, it's just the casting, so we don't know what the show actually looks like. But I mean, just from the cast, it's looking pretty dope. Where are you? Inaki Godoy as Monkey D. Luffy, aka the main character, who kind of got them stretchy powers in the Straw Hat, if you've seen.
Yeah, that's always a clip I see of him using his stretchy powers and his hat, just like doing that, I guess, his signature grin, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you got McKenny will play Roronoa Zoro, who's one of the two of the ship's swordsmen. He was actually in Pacific Rim Uprising. Emily Rudd, no relation to Paul Rudd, will be playing Nami, who a lot of people have had crushes on. You've seen her in Fear Street. She was actually in that, the horror movies over the summer. You got Jacob Gibson's playing Usopp, the ship's sniper. He's been on Grey's Anatomy, and that's really it. He's in. Then you got Taz Skyler playing Sanji, the ship's cook. He was actually in the film Villain, and that's your main cast right there.
By the way, that's Paul Rudd, sexiest man alive.
Yeah, sexiest man 2021. A lot of people upset that Chris Evans didn't win it. You know what? Paul Rudd, he deserves it. He just lived forever. Being funny is its own version of sexy, you know?
Has Chris Evans ever won it?
I don't know. Chris, if I look up Chris, let's go People's Sexiest Man Alive winners. What a tangent in this podcast. Oh, here we go.
I feel like if he hasn't, he's going to eventually.
Paul Rudd. All right, we got him. 2020 was Michael B. Jordan. Great contender right there.
Okay.
19 is John Legend. 18 is Elba Idris. 17 is Blake Shelton. 2016 was The Rock. David Beckham. Chris Hemsworth. Oh, he got it early, I feel like. Adam Levine. Channing Tatum. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, he
hasn't gotten it yet. All right, so Chris Evans, shoe in for next year, if you're really interested in that.
Also, I feel like people should be more mad about the John Legend one a couple years ago than, I mean, I'm a heterosexual man, but I don't look at John Legend and think, wow, sexy. I'm like, oh, there's a singer guy.
Well, you know, it depends who's writing the thing is really the person who determines this. I don't know if there's like a whole crowd of people that determine this. It's a voting system, but hey, Paul Rudd got it this year.
Probably based on like Hollywood star. Somebody pays for it.
Yeah.
I bet you Sony paid for it because Ghostbusters comes out next week.
That could be true. Also, they're really, really into Ant-Man is the people who voted this year.
Well, Ant-Man is pretty cool.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But yeah, so the One Piece show, it's not coming out, obviously, for a couple more years. But if it's on, I think it'll be dope. I think Cowboy Bebop's really going to be the litmus test on these live action anime adaptations. Yeah. And so far, it's looking like it's going to be a hit. But we'll really see if they're going to stick to source material or do their own thing.
Yeah, and sometimes it's really hard to adapt anime to live action. But like you said, based on how good Cowboy Bebop looks, they may be on the verge of figuring it out.
Yes. But speaking of One Piece, kind of with sort of related to it, Jump Force the game, Kevin, what's happening with that?
It is being delisted in February. So if you don't have it, get it now because we won't be able to get it in February.
which is sad because it means it really didn't take off like it kind of wanted to because we're all like, oh, it's the anime fighter. We all wanted that. You can't really get those characters in Smash Bros. But it probably is a sign to come that they're making something different, that they want this one taken down.
I didn't even feel that. That's probably a really good point. Something else is probably coming out. We'll have a new trailer at E3 probably next year. And be like, oh, Jump Force 2 or
Jump Force the better.
Force jump.
Jump Force.
Jump Force better. But yeah, it's kind of sad because I remember Javi was really excited for that game. And for a lot of anime heads, that was really a cool moment in time for them. So hopefully, like I said, if you don't have it, go hurry up and get it. So you have that piece of history.
Yes. And if you don't get it, well, you're going to miss out. I mean, just be those that collector is like, I have it. And wait for a Black Friday sale. I think it doesn't at least till after Black Friday. Then you got it for cheap.
Yeah, the official date is February 7th, 2022.
Oh, yeah. So you got plenty of time to get them holiday deals on it.
I actually just put up a list of delisted games. So I'm going to go through this later and be sad.
But Kevin, something that won't make you sad with a video game is we kind of know when Hogwarts Legacy, a.k.a. the Harry Potter video game, is coming out. And it could be sooner than we think.
Yeah, apparently, hold on, let me pull up the link here. It's going to come out after the next Fantastic Beasts movie.
Mm-hmm, which makes sense because then it's like, all right, we got rid of the movie prequel stuff. Now let's do some video game prequel stuff.
And like I always say, synergy. Let's release our movie first and let's give them their little game and they'll be fine.
Yes. So Hogwarts Legacy, Fantastic Beasts 3, which tentatively is called The Secrets of Dumbledore. I don't remember if that's still the title or not. Supposed to come out April 15th, 2022. Might probably get pushed back because we haven't even seen a trailer for that movie. And I feel like for a Harry Potter movie, you would have seen a trailer by now, at least. Maybe by Thanksgiving, I feel like.
Yeah, just because of, I mean, everything's getting pushed back because, you know, pandemic stuff and production and post-production. So it'll probably push back. I would say probably push back to maybe early summer, like June, late June.
Yeah. Plus, also, there's a lot of, like, back behind-the-scenes drama stuff that happened with this movie. So it's like, all right, refocus us with this trailer. What's actually going on with this movie? Because everyone kind of forgot because forever ago the sequel came out and Johnny Depp isn't in it anymore.
I won't be surprised if it's an effective reboot for this series because the last two, I won't say they were reviewed negatively. They're just not. They kind of called it the Vanguard. It was like, oh, that's Fantastic Beasts. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like
there's no excitement for it.
Yeah, I feel like there isn't as hype for Harry Potter movies as there used to be. I remember, like, I mean, obviously a lot of stuff has happened, especially with J.K. Rowling, ever since, like, you know, Harry Potter Book 7 Part 2 came out. Because it was like, oh, man, it split in two movies. But it kind of worked out because we got to see the full movie, sort of. But it used to be there for the movies. Like, movie came out. A year later, the book would come out. Another year later, another movie would come out. So it kind of like boop, 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 boop. And now just like, all right. We got the movie still on Harry Potter weekend and Fantastic Beasts. That's all we got. And if you want to go to the parks, you can go to the park.
I think that's where the true Harry Potter fandom lies now, is in the parks, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Harry Potter, but I'm not as knowledgeable about it or like mega fan about it. But when I'm in the parks, I'm like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think like it's weird too because like, just comparing, I mean, I know a lot of people are like, don't compare it to Star Wars, its own thing. But comparing to Star Wars, like, Star Wars just has all the spin-off. I know Harry Potter is more recent than Star Wars 2, but, like, even though some Star Wars has been dudders, looking at the new cools, sort of, like, they've had a lot of hits with the TV shows and sort of, yeah, the TV shows and the anime shows. Harry Potter's, come on, like, catch up, do something. I mean, this video game, I think, will be dope because it is, like, I think going to take, I don't remember what it was last time, but like a couple of years before the movies take place, you get sorted into your house. So it's a little bit of like a Sims, like you're in your house trying to win. But besides that, like, need to make something happen bigger than just being Voldemort. We need something else.
Actually, you said something that'd be interesting. A Harry Potter animated series on HBO Max would be very interesting.
Now, would you want it to be about the characters or like the movies or something different?
I think it would be cool if they did like a limited series based on each house.
I mean, that would be good. It'd be like an anthology series.
Yeah, like maybe like 4 or 5 episodes. Here's how Slytherin started. Here's the basis of a house. Game of Thrones, but yeah. that would be. I think that would be actually a very interesting series if they did that.
Yeah, because like we have this weird Harry Potter game show that's out right now. That's like, all right, it's just a game show, but to have something. I mean, HBO Max related would be dope. I mean, last week we talked about that Chris Columbus wants to do the play. Yeah. Turn that in a series instead. If you don't want it to be a movie, we'll watch it.
Or even if you want to do that, then that also can be a direct HBO Max thing. If you don't want to spend a lot of money on it, but you can still spend enough on it that it warrants a release on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, too, is this is like thinking of Harry Potter video games, too. There aren't really been great Harry Potter video games, really. So this really is
them, though.
There are a lot. Literally every movie had like a Lego version and a normal version. And, like, they weren't the best video games. They were definitely in the era of tie-in movie video games. But to have this maybe be at Arkham Asylum / City would be dope. Then it just extends the IP a little bit.
By the way, for our younger listeners, there was a time, believe it or not, where every time there was a major movie release, there was a video game tied with it. That's how it used to work.
And most of them were dudders, except the Spider-Man games and maybe the Wolverine Origins game.
I think the Pirates of the Caribbean game wasn't bad as well. But it wasn't great.
What have they brought to those games? That's what, like, you know how we have that, like, it was like the Disney Afternoon Collection that came out a couple years ago? What if we have, like, I don't know, Disney Evening Collection, and it's like the Pirates of the Caribbean, or it's like Disney Interactive, that's what it was. Disney Interactive used to be dope as hell. It used to have all the damn video games, and it was meta when you watched 101 Dalmatians, and they were playing the video game that was for the 101 Dalmatians movie in the game. You're like, how is this happening right now?
You should go into a Best Buy and half the hour would just be movie tie-in games.
What a time. And you would pick one and it'd still be $60. And you're like, why? Why is it $60?
And you would go home and beat it in like 4 hours. Like, I paid $60 for this.
What a time. What a time. So probably expect that. Obviously, got to get the movie first, but probably a couple, maybe 2 months after. So just really depend on that. I would assume definitely around E3 time is when we hear about that actual game, because we haven't heard anything about it since it got announced, I think, at the start of the pandemic, I think.
I don't remember. Is that only going to be on PS5 and Xbox Series X?
No, that's the thing. That's the other thing is when it first got announced, the new consoles hadn't been released yet. So it's like, oh, it's on everything. But I'm like, all right, we've been waiting a little bit. Do you really want to put it on the older? It sucks to put it on the older systems or just keep pushing the new consoles? Because I actually thought about this. We're in a predicament that, like, you can't, like, we're still paying the same amount for a PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. There aren't any available. So it's like,
that's what I'm gonna say, yeah.
Usually like 3 years or so, they go down in price. I'm like, all right, that's going to be like next year. It's still going to be the same price because you can't get it anywhere.
That's what I'm saying too. I think they will have to put it on PS4 and Xbox One because you still can't get the Series X or PS5.
Everyone still has that console. So it's like, yeah, well, maybe we'll do a PS4. That's like, what was the most recent game? Like Far Cry 6 that just came out. It's like you get the Xbox version, and then if you have the Series X, it's just a patch. It's not a separate version, essentially.
Like literally, I know you with a Series X, and my brother-in-law has a PS5. I don't know anybody else with
you got your two friends to compare the consoles with. There you go.
Yeah, but like, I don't know anybody else with either one, though. Like, so, yeah, I think they'll have to put it on PS4 and Xbox One. I think it's just going to have to happen.
Yes.
It'll probably suck, but...
Will they put it on the Wii? No, maybe. I don't know. Maybe, actually. They'll put it on, maybe on Switch. Your little Joy-Cons, your wand, you know?
Wasn't there a Wii Harry Potter game where you used the remote as a wand?
There was a lot of... That's also another era of video games where everything had a Wii version. Like, Call of Duty had a Wii version where you got... It's same thing, you got the bat extension, the tennis glove. It was actually like a gun extension that, like, you go, bop, bop, bop. I was like, that is very not good for teaching children how to do this.
I know we have a lot of video game documentaries about, like, the beginning of video games and the console wars. There need to be a video game documentary about the 2000 to 2010 when things just got crazy. You're like, you know what?
We're
like a Tony Hawk skateboard. Let's put a skateboard on the ground. You can do kickflips in your living room.
It's just the deck. I don't know how you're going to do kickflips because you're not really elevated or anything above the ground at all. Brother John has that. He played it for one day. And he just has the deck still somewhere in storage.
I just imagine it's going to be a part of a documentary where it's just a rash of Wiimotes and TVs because they didn't put the strap on.
Wiimotes, broken TVs, Guitar Hero / Rock Band drums that you banged hard with the sticks and they just wouldn't click anymore.
What do we got to start writing? We need to write the story. Start shooting it.
I mean, that's another thing. Like, say what you will about those days, but that was the day. Like, my birthday party, my 16th birthday party, I had a freaking Guitar Hero / Rock Band party, and we had like 20 people just playing Guitar Hero and Rock Band the whole time.
My job at Best Buy for like a year and a half was literally going to every store from Northern Virginia to Bel Air, Maryland, and making sure the Rock Band and Guitar Hero displays worked. That was my job.
You're literally like the roadie, the actual roadie on a band's concert tour going, making sure all the instruments are tuned and everything. Like, no, it's just the virtual ones.
That's what I would do. I would go to the displays. I would play a song on Rock Band, play a song on Guitar Hero, note it in my little thing, make sure the other displays work, go to the next door, do the same thing. That was my job for like a year.
You were literally like the guy who's like, yes, we need people to play this. So can you just be the one person that starts playing and everyone else will join in? Like, oh, yeah, I'll play with you.
Exactly. I used to wait till the store opened, then I would start jamming out on Rocky Like a Hurricane or something like that.
I'm glad that was your job. And like, when, when did that end? As soon as like, it was like, all right, here comes like DJ Hero. And like, all right, Kevin, we don't need you to do DJ Hero. We're good.
No, DJ Hero was part of it too.
So you really just got to go work on the DJ table thing.
I spent like 4 weeks putting DJ Hero displays in Best Buys in like whatever year that was. I don't know what year that was, but yeah.
Yeah. DJ Hero was kind of the decline and ending era of the Guitar Hero Rock Band. Then they tried to come back with, oh, this is what an actual guitar looks like. It didn't work the same.
It stopped when the keyboard came out. When the keyboard came out, they're like, hey, we're doing too much.
We're doing too much. I got to pay $129 for this plastic guitar. We made our parents pay for the damn drum set. It was the same price. It was like, all right, what are you doing with it after? Nothing. Aggression.
Which made me do like a special Twitch video, something like video games in review, like, and just start reviewing old video games we used to love like that. Like,
and we just Rock Band 1, 2, 3, 4. Guitar Hero 1, 2, 3, 4.
I still have my wireless Guitar Hero controller, actually. Leah plays with like a regular guitar.
We did too at my parents' house, but I'm like, it doesn't connect to anything anymore. It's like, all right, what do we, this is just here. It doesn't do anything.
It's that, and if you actually try to play Xbox 360 Guitar Hero on new TV, the lag is so bad, you're just terrible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was also a time. Yeah, it's like, all right, oh no, I'm one beat off. You had to like calibrate your guitar or whatever.
Yeah, the TVs are too finicky now. Like, because they're used to old TVs.
Yes. Anyway, that's our tangent on old video game peripherals. But to go from something that had us excited to something that disappoints us is there are already spoilers for Spider-Man No Way Home 1 month before the movie comes out.
Say this, or are they? Because they could just be leaking stuff. I'll just leak this out and let them think this is a spoiler.
I don't know. And that's the thing. I saw some TikToks. They're like, they were prepping to spoil, so I was like, nope, get out of here. Get out of here. Not interested. No, thank you. Stay cool.
I've been reporting
TikTok
videos.
Yeah.
I've reported videos.
Me too. I'm like, man, I didn't know I actually had to report spoilers. I thought this was just like, oh, it was a naked person that shouldn't be on here or whatever.
Because I saw the link trending on Twitter earlier, and I was like, I'm not going to click that. I'm not going to click that. I'm going to block this right now. Don't want to see it. I still got a month almost and a week till this comes out.
Yeah. So pretty much, like, we're not going to tell you the spoilers because, one, we didn't look at them either, / we don't want to look at them. It's not like the Eternals thing. It's still a week away, so I'm going to wait on that one. I spoiled it. We're going to talk a little bit about spoiler culture again. Don't worry. IGN, your friendly folks at IGN, have said it's two main things that happen in the movie. Obviously, we kind of know what this movie's going to be about, but we've only had a trailer. We finally got a poster, which we'll talk about in a minute. But it's two big things that if you're already going to spoil this for, needless to say, I would say the biggest movie of 2021. How dare you?
Yeah, I like, you've been clamoring for this movie since it was announced. Mm-hmm. Probably since Endgame, honestly. I mean, since after No Way Home. Mm-hmm. Why would you want it spoiled for you this close? Like, I don't even know. Why would somebody even find this information and post it?
Yeah, and like, we didn't look at it too much. Who leaked it? Obviously, probably because of a Reddit thread or a 4chan Fred, something like that. But it came on the heels of the poster coming out, which I guess we could talk about the poster now, too. Poster isn't nothing too much to write home about. I would say it's probably the missed Spider-Man poster we've gotten.
Well, the interesting thing in the poster is, and I saw this on John Campia's show. If you look at it, there's a Green Goblin flying in the background.
Yes. If you zoom in.
Yeah.
I can right there. You see a Green Goblin, and it looks, I'm going
to
say.
A Green Goblin. That's a good point. A Green Goblin. That's a good way to say it.
The Raimi-verse Green Goblin, it looks like, just from this close zoomed in, I guess.
Do you think Nick Fury will be in this movie?
I don't think so.
No, random question.
No, but you're good. I think that's the thing. Like, Nick Fury, like, as much as he technically was in Far From Home, I think now they're like, all right, cool, we're sticking Nick Fury with Captain Marvel in the space stuff now. Like, he's gonna be our earthly ambassador for all that space stuff, like us in the audience typically like, what the hell's going on, all that stuff, whenever we get to the Marvels and Secret Invasion.
Yeah, but like, going back to the spoiler stuff though, like I said, this movie literally comes out, what, December 17th, something like that. Mm-hmm.
yep.
So you're literally, like I said, a month and a week away. Why are you still trying to why are you trying to spoil things for people that are really excited for this? Like, for some people, this may be the only good thing that happens to them the holiday season, and you're trying to take it away from them.
How dare you ruin their childhood? But yeah, oddly enough, IGN was like, hey, We're not posting spoilers, even though IGN's notorious for as soon as the movie comes out, they post the spoilers on their articles as headlines.
Ending explained.
That's kind of us being judgy, because I know we really like to emphasize, we give you spoiler warnings before we say something, tell you to pause it, skip ahead, or something like that. But they flat out, like, spoiler from Eternals happened, literally at like 8 a.m. I'm like, oh, thank God I saw it already, you know?
So we'll never understand why you need to post ending explain videos. Not to, everybody does it, not to
clickbait,
IGN.
Clickbait.
But are people that dumb that they don't understand the movie ended because of this? Like,
Well, a certain end credit scenes, like in the Eternals, you're like, all right, what does that mean? And then you look it up, and if you don't go to IGN first, you go into like Wikipedia.
True. That's true. Yeah. I'm still very excited for this movie. I am not holding my breath that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are in it, because that's how you get disappointed and jaded as a
you're gonna take it with a grain of salt with them in it, is what you're saying.
Basically, because I think everybody's so focused on them being in it that I think there's going to be other people that we're not even thinking about right now that could be in it, like other Marvel superheroes, maybe a Robert Downey Jr. Force Ghost-like appearance, like that. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be three Spider-Man fighting at the same time. It's like, no, it may not be. Or it may be, but then it may not be them. It could be Miles Morales from Into the Spider-Verse and Spider-Man 2099. Or it could be Emma Stone as Spider-Gwen. Like, nobody's talking about the other Spider-People actually, that could be in this movie. Uh-huh. Yeah. Or it could be Ben Reilly, a Tom Holland clone coming to help him. Like, it could be so many different
things.
Tom
Holland's brother.
But everybody's focused on Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, but it could be literally there's so many possibilities if we're talking about multiverse stuff. So stop focusing on that and just be like, no, it could be great either way. Let's just see what happens.
I think so, like, just judging the poster too, like, it does confirm we got a Green Goblin, and we kind of saw that in the trailer. Doc Ock, we knew we saw that in the trailer. This definitely emphasizes, and we kind of already know this, Electro, who's going to be Jamie Foxx again. You assume Sandman, because you see a lot of sand. Rumor is Thomas Hayden Church from Spider-Man 3, the original one. That's four villains right there. The thing we haven't really talked about is who is going to be, like, the MCU villain in this. Because we've had, like, right now we have all the other Spider-Man villains, but we don't have a Tom Holland Spider-Man villain. And you think, technically Mysterio is kind of the purpose of all this, I guess you could say. And then you have Vulture, who's out and about, but we know he's kind of in the Morbius trailer, / we don't know what's happening with that. Do you think we get another Tom Holland-based villain, or do you think it's just, well, we got all these other villains? The villain is himself, or something like that.
It could be that. Like, the villain could be Peter Parker's, I guess, because we saw it in the trailer, stop talking. It could be Peter Parker's, I guess, what's the word, neurosis? How he keeps like, keep Mary Jane, no. Or it could, like you said, it could be himself. Maybe there's an evil Spider-Man in a different dimension that kind of making all this happen. Also, another question is, what is that head with the light on it, but in like the middle of the poster?
Head with the light on it. Well,
so you see Spider-Man on top of like where his Doc Ock's arms are. Uh-huh. That left arm, that's like that head looking thing with a light
on his left arm.
Yeah, right above the SPI, and you look up, there's like that little head-looking thing.
I think it's just rocks. I think you're kind of looking like it looks like an Ultron head or something like that.
That's exactly where I was going. I was like, that?
Nah, I think it's just that, oh, God, illuminate the rocks, make it look good, you know?
But it could, like, I'm trying to think of they could introduce, because they're doing a movie for him, they could introduce, what's his name, Kraven.
Yeah, I think the thing, if they introduce Kraven, I mean, maybe that is, because I think Sony gets control of one end credit scene and Marvel gets the other one. At least like dominant control. And obviously things have happened since we've had Far From Home. I would assume, maybe Kraven is what's teed up for the Sony one. I think Morbius, like, all right, it's already out. Like, we don't need people. Like, we got push post Morbius now. Or it is Venom, because we've already teased that. And it's like, all right, cool, boop, boop. All right, Venom 3 is, they're together now or whatever. The other one is got to be MCU related. Funny enough, I was going to ask you this. How long do you think Spider-Man No Way Home is going to be? We still got a couple weeks. Probably we'll find this out within the weeks to come. But Spider-Man Far From Home was 2 hours, 10 minutes. This one, I think, easily has to be like 2.5 hours.
I would say at least 220.
Just based on all the villains we have, that they need dedicated enough time just to like, oh yeah, they're back and they're causing chaos and stuff.
I think it'll at least be 220, maybe 225. Mm-hmm. I think Eternals are 225, so I think it's definitely possible they can do two-hour movies in a row.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, in an interview, Tom Holland said, like, everybody thinks it's going to be a great movie and fun. He said this is the darkest Spider-Man movie they've done so far.
Yeah.
So Don't look forward to this. You're going to be smiling the whole way through. This actually might be some emotional stuff.
Yeah, I think this will be closer to Spider-Man 2, the Tobey Maguire one, than Far From Home was.
Even like the kind of like the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2, where it just got really dark after like a rom-com type of movie. And then suddenly, you know, Gwen Stacy's dead.
I'm just excited because like this movie's going to come out and like say what you will, you're going to be disappointed. But at the end of the day, you're like, man, I love me some Spider-Mans in the movie theaters. And like that is like, if you've been waiting a little bit with movie theaters, I think Spider-Man is definitely the one movie like, all right, we're going to the theaters now. It's Christmas time. It's sort of near, knock on wood, the end of the pandemic. Let's go watch Spider-Man celebrate.
Man, I'm already convinced this is going to probably be my favorite Spider-Man movie out of a Homecoming and No Way Home.
Yes, I think so. Obviously, hype is right now. We'll find out later. But I mean, it has the building blocks to be like, all right. We kind of said this on Monday. This would be the movie that cracks the top 10 of the MCU. So
I'm also excited that we're kind of going video game with it. Like, he's going to wear like 3 or 4 different suits in this movie. Mm-hmm. And one of them is still the Iron Spidey suit, which I love the Iron Spidey suit so much.
You got the Iron Spider suit. You got Doctor Strange, like the black and gold suit. Then you have the Far From Home suit. And you would assume you're going to get something else. I can't wait. You know Funko is going to spoil this or something. Like a Funko Pop is going to leak a week before or something like that. I'm like, damn it. So close.
I'm prepared for that because the Funko Pop leaked the Captain America Falcon's Captain America suit like episode 2.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with the pending Lego set that's going to drop because it's almost Christmas time.
It's already been leaks on the Lego set. But that's the thing. Like Lego sets, you're like, oh, well, they kind of loose interpretation it. Maybe it doesn't count or whatever, you know.
But just as far as content and, you know, set photos, Crisis Crew listeners, just be patient. It's almost here.
You know,
it's almost the holidays. It's almost here.
You're going to enjoy it regardless. It's going to be a fun time. But Kevin, the fun times aren't happening on December 17th only this year, because tomorrow, as of this podcast recording, really starts the fun times into the holiday seasons, because it's the holiday we've all come to know and love now, officially known as Disney Plus Day.
Yes, Disney Plus Day is upon us. I'm very excited because I know we're getting like a bunch of trailers tomorrow.
Stuff
we want and stuff we didn't know we wanted.
Yes, it's stuff we're like, yeah, okay, maybe Leo will watch that.
Home Sweet Home Alone, I know I'm going to watch probably this weekend and be like, this is horrible, but I like it.
No, fam. So we'll talk about some of the stuff that's kind of gotten announced already before Disney Plus Day, because a bunch of stuff's already had that's like, oh, that's really cool. First thing that's really cool is that starting on tomorrow, as of this podcast recording, you'll actually be able to watch the IMAX versions of a good number of Marvel movies. So essentially, right now, you kind of get the widescreen versions of them on Disney Plus. They're 4K and everything, at least most of them are. Now they're going to be IMAX, take up your full ass screen. So if you got that 80-inch TV, now's the time. You can finally watch Endgame and see everything on the screen. Even better is the movies include Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy, First Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Guardians 1 and 2, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Infinity War, Captain Marvel, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Endgame, Black Widow, and Shang-Chi. So if you didn't pay for Shang-Chi in the theaters and saw it in IMAX, you're saving like $30 just for yourself to see it at home on the IMAX version of it.
Something like that one episode of Mandalorian, I think it was with, I can't remember the name of the actor, but when he fought the Krayt Dragon and the aspect ratios kept like changing for like the big action scenes to go back.
Okay. It was with, you know, when we got the deep fake of the Boba Fett turn. Oh, what was the character's name? Fake Boba Fett. Not Jodo Cast. Who the hell is Jodo Cast?
It was like the captain or something like that. He had a nickname. Oh, I'm bad. I'm bad at stuff. Why can't I remember the name of this episode?
Cobb Vance. That's what it was. Cobb.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the Marshal. Yeah, that's what it was called.
Marshal. That's what it was. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's going to be like, you know, when you see the subtitles options, this will be a new option of aspect ratio. I think you could do it with The Simpsons, too, I think, with like the original episodes. You could change how they originally formatted or had them like widescreen, so it kind of cut out some things. But this is gonna be great because you can see literally everything. So especially like Endgame, you'll see that's the thing that's gonna be the perfect one to watch with this IMAX ratio.
Yeah, Endgame will be great. What's coming up soon? The Eternals will be great whenever that comes out. Mm-hmm. There's a few more IMAX movies like what with Rogue One in IMAX? I think it was.
I mean, I think all of them have had an IMAX version.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of, I think, like Endgame, I always remember, like, oh, IMAX, you can see Ant-Man's feet in this one. And like, ah, okay, great. I get to see everyone's legs. Great.
Ooh, feet. Awesome.
So that's happening. You get that on day one of Disney Plus. Unfortunately, what you're not going to get during Disney Plus Day is info on Star Wars Rogue Squadron, the movie, being helmed by Patty Jenkins because it's been postponed indefinitely because of Wonder Woman 3.
It makes sense. Just because of, like you said before, the pandemic making everything just kind of, you know, stretch out. So she probably had prior commitments to that first, because I feel like Warner Brothers wants to make good on Wonder Woman 2.
Exactly. They're like, all right, we got to be better than that. Come on, we can do good.
I haven't watched that since I watched it when it first came out.
Remember how hyped we were for it, and then it came out, well, and we were like, man, yeah.
It was kind of like, oh, if that happened, I see what they were trying to do.
Well, because also it wasn't,
wow.
I don't remember. I think it was one of the first on HBO Max releases, too.
It was, yeah.
And so I was like, okay, it was all right.
Actually, I think that was the last time I had steak, is when I watched that movie.
Well, you know, there you go. What end of an era.
And exactly.
So it kind of sucks. Like, it is interesting. We're still in that era of the TV shows for Star Wars is what's carrying the franchise still. You know, we kind of got used to that. So that's just the era we're in where, you know, back in the originals to the prequels, it was books. Now it's the TV shows really carrying everything still.
If you think about it, TV shows are just books. They're chapters.
They're just visual. Visual books.
Some feel like you need 7 chapters. Some feel like you need 24 chapters. It's just depending on who makes in the show.
Exactly. Some are like, oh, it's too long of a chapter, maybe. So we'll find out about that. I would safe to assume we won't hear about that for a while. Slash, if it comes out, you would hope to assume Taika Waititi's Star Wars movie is out by then.
When is the Star Wars convention again? Are they doing it this year?
Star Wars Celebration this year, I believe, is... Let me see. I know it's happening in 2020 and is in Anaheim in August 2022.
So maybe we'll hear about maybe some, you know, casting news then.
Yes.
Just casting, not nothing else.
Mm-hmm. But, Kevin, that leads to what's coming out on Disney Plus Day. Then we'll lead to our predictions. Obviously, Kevin's excited. Home Sweet Home Alone. He gets to watch that one.
I know it's going to be terrible, but at the same time, I need to see how terrible.
Then you got Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings. If you haven't seen it yet, now's the time to watch it. The Making of Happier Than Ever, the Billie Eilish special. Marvel Assembled for Shang-Chi, so it's really dope. Get those back to back. The Marvel Studios Legends, that sort of like 10-minute like sort of recap, is going to be on Hawkeye. Jungle Cruise, if you haven't seen that. Enchanted, finally coming to Disney Plus. A lot of people have been wanting that. Ciao Alberto is the Luca sort of spin-off short, which is going to be dope.
Okay, cool.
I really love that. Simpsons and Plusiversary, I think that's going to be dope. They're going to like sort of break the fourth wall thing with Disney. The sort of advertisement for that is Homer's chilling out with Goofy.
It's awesome.
Then you got Under the Helmet, The Legacy of Boba Fett. That'll be dope. It'll probably give us a little bit more info. That'd be cool if we get interviews from all the actors that have played Boba Fett, whether they're old, young, or they played young Boba Fett. Anything in between, really cool to see that. And then the big thing, Disney Plus, that's comes out at 8:45 a.m. Pacific time, 11:45 our time. Then it drops on Disney Plus, is Marvel Studios' 2021 Disney Plus Day special. And that leads us into predictions, Kevin. What do you think is getting announced on Disney Plus Day?
For Marvel or just in general?
We'll start with Marvel right now, because that's the thing that they got.
We'll definitely get release dates for Secret Invasion, Ironheart, and what's the other one they're working on? I forgot the other show they're working on. She-Hulk.
I would say Moon Knight and She-Hulk. It's not Ironheart, it's Armor Wars, right?
Armor Wars, yeah. Yes. Armor Wars, yes.
Yes.
And I am thinking also we may see a trailer for one or two of those. Not like a full-length trailer, but like a thing where they kind of introduce the main character.
Yeah. I think we have Ms. Marvel, too, as well. I think we'll definitely get a trailer for Ms. Marvel.
Definitely get one for that, yeah. Definitely get one for that.
Moon Knight would make the most sense just because I've seen some stuff like of Oscar Isaac like training and the costume leaking, so I would assume they have something ready for She-Hulk I haven't really seen that much about. And Armor Wars makes sense because they really just got to put Don Cheadle in a suit, really, like a green screen suit for that.
All they do now is that they make the shoulders and the chest, and then everything else is just screen.
Yeah, yeah. Those make sense. I think maybe casting more for like we find out who is Emilia Clarke in the Secret Invasion show.
Yeah,
stuff like that. Definitely won't be anything movie related because I think this is really just going to be Disney Plus focused and not Disney properties overall.
I agree.
We might get something that's like, oh, later in the day, like, oh, this thing related to the shows is coming out too. But on social media, they're going to be announcing stuff throughout the entire day. Marvel's will probably be pretty much during that special. But yeah, I think Marvel, we kind of know what's coming. The Star Wars, on the other hand, that's the interesting tidbit.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll get definitely get more info on Book of Boba Fett, maybe another trailer. I think we'll get at least a quarter of when season 3 of Mandalorian comes out. Maybe not a date, but like quarter 3 or quarter 4, something like that.
It's funny because they're just like, yeah, we have Dave Filoni out. He's out on every show because he's a producer of every show.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they announced another animated series or something as well.
I think that is the top ticket from the Star Wars side of Disney Plus is whatever the next animated series. We already know we're getting season 2 of The Bad Batch, but what is it going to be the Maul thing we talked about a couple weeks ago? Is it going to be the successor to Rebels or something like that?
You also could get an Andor or Obi-Wan teaser.
I think we'll definitely get those because I think it's like, all right, cool. Once we get through Boba Fett, we got Mandalorian and we like Ahsoka is supposed to be happening too.
Yeah.
I think we might get something on that. Maybe casting confirmation finally of who's playing Ezra and who's playing Thrawn.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Obi-Wan trailer is the first thing they drop tomorrow just to get things set off hype.
Yeah, because that's the thing too is you got to think about it. Marvel's competing or not. Disney is competing its own properties against each other tomorrow.
Basically. And I'll have the what is it? NBC has the day. No, ABC has the Today Show, so I can't watch it. Dang it. Good Morning America.
America, that's what you mean. So I would assume like with the Marvel Studios thing coming out, you know, at 11 a.m. East Coast time, I would assume Star Wars stuff's coming out like 5 o'clock just to separate it. You know, you have the whole day to watch the Marvel stuff, then the Star Wars stuff to end it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think we'll get a few Pixar things too.
Yeah, the Pixar things, hopefully a Monsters at Work season 2. The first season's really dope. Really loved it. And it was a low key, like, surprise sleeper hit show of Disney Plus. Obviously, you get a lot of sequel series to a lot of other things we didn't really care about. Probably you'll find out about the Mighty Ducks show season 2, even though Emilio Estevez isn't in the show anymore.
And I'm out.
He's out. He's like, you didn't pay me enough. Deal with the other ducks now. I was like, okay, well, this is really a hit to watch that show now.
What'll be, I think it was Himyam? High School Musical, the musical? I think I get another version of that.
Oh, yeah, High School Musical, the musical season 3 is definitely going to happen. We'll get something for that. I'm trying to remember. I hope, you know, just go do High School Musical 2 or do Hamilton. Hamilton would be dope as hell to see that happen. And like, all right, it's still like popular, sort of. Not as popular as it was, but be cool to see people do it again.
I'm going to shoot my shot. We're going to get a Hamilton TV show. It's going to be a musical TV show.
No, I could see a Lin-Manuel Miranda TV show, maybe.
That would be pretty cool, actually, if they gave him a show. Yeah,
like
agree with that.
Like a reality-based show. It's like, all right, we want to get the next Broadway star or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Actually, would be pretty. It'll be like their American Idol, basically. Yeah. But on Disney Plus.
Then you'll probably get a couple more announcements of just like, maybe we'll have more Disney Plus original movies. Not go straight to theaters. Like maybe that Tower of Terror movie is a Disney Plus original movie because it's like, all right, Tower of Terror isn't really a name. Like it was used to be anymore, but if you have Disney Plus, you know what Tower of Terror is.
Also, I would love if they announce more Disney Parks documentaries because I'm a sucker for
that's what I was going to say. Just do another season of the Imagineering story. But I'm like, we already did. We covered all the rides. Do it again. Just talk to different people about it.
Do it for the one in Tokyo. Start there and just go.
Exactly. Like, all right, just do Galaxy's Edge again, but now you got the rides open again.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for those Disney Parks documentaries. Like, wow, that's amazing.
either the Imagineering story or the other one, which the Rock's documentary, which I like the Imagineering story better, though, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, the Rock's one is cool, but like the Imagineering story just made you like almost cry. Like, wow.
I love this Imagineer. He's in everything. He's perfect.
Yeah, the guy with the earring things. Yes, he's amazing.
He's retired now, actually. So you'll just see him talk about stuff, not building anything anymore.
Or the part when he bought the guy that actually built the bobsleds and Disneyland and brought him back.
He played basketball and the manhole.
It was like,
But Kevin, Disenchanted, I think, is the sequel movie to Enchanted. That could be a Disney Plus original movie. I think I said Disney Channel original movie. I just used to that. This Disney Plus original movie. If I just said that, I realize it. So it's a DPOM instead of a DCOM.
I think we'll also get a streaming day for Eternals. And I think it's going to be probably after the Sometime after the new year. I don't think it's gonna be that long.
I think it's do Christmas because usually they have something come out on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, we do Book of Boba Fett.
It's well, that's the 29th time. Technically, but you know they're gonna release
technically.
It
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that or New Year's, I could see them do that. We'll find out. Yeah. Anything else, Kevin, you think Disney Plus will announce tomorrow and we could be completely wrong after tomorrow?
Shoot my shot. They'll probably announce another Marvel TV show that we have no idea that we want it.
Yeah.
Like something like, I don't know, another Agent Carter show, but live action with her, but it's totally different. Let's
see. Muppets.
Oh, I think we'll also get a release date for season 2 of What If.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Muppets. We're gonna get something Muppet related because I feel like we don't get enough Muppets. But like,
we don't get enough Muppets.
They're like, and that's the thing. Like, you look at Disney Plus and like, you look at little tiers like Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, Nat Geo, Muppets. Back in the day, used to be what would be right up there. Now we put it right below it.
maybe they actually bring back the Muppets Tonight Show and start airing that.
They could. I mean, who did that? It's I think Netflix did that where they had like a puppet and or no, it was Disney Plus actually. They did that.
They had a sitcom like 2 or 3 years ago. It was weird because like Miss Piggy and Kermit broke up or something like that. It was weird.
It took it seriously. What was it called? It was on ABC.
Yeah, it was on ABC, right.
Muppets Now is what it was called. No, that's not it. No, that's The Muppets 2015. It was like The Office style and they broke up. And it's like whole chaos and stuff with it.
I watched it one time. I was like, I don't hate this.
But I don't like it. but those are sort of our predictions, thoughts on what's going to happen with Disney Plus. Obviously, it gives us content on Monday to talk about of what actually gets announced, and we'll be tweeting about it and stuff.
You know, it'd be cool too. They're not going to do this, but if they did like a pop-up video style MCU movies where you can like watch it and random facts will pop up as you watch the movies the production of it, that'd be kind of cool.
I think High School Musical, the movie, has a version of that on Disney Plus. It's like in the extra. Some shows and movies have that. You just have to go to the extras and find that version of the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be kind of cool to watch Endgame. This shot took 15 times.
I think
times
a lot
shoot.
Of like the Pixar more and more musical movies have that option where it's like, oh yeah, they'll put the. It's like Coco has the version, the singing version of it or stuff like that.
Coco's great, but sad.
It's sad. You're just like, I want to watch it, but I don't want to cry again. You don't.
I don't
want
to cry again at the end. I don't want to be like this.
But anyway, let us know what your predictions are for Disney Plus. What are you most hyped for? That'll be the question of the week. Throughout this weekend, at DM at @infant_pods on the Instagrams or the Twitters, what you want to be announced or what you are excited for most. That was announced, whether it's Marvel, Star Wars, or Muppets related. Some Muppets could be announced. Don't put some spec on the Muppets now.
I mean, the Muppets, we're all products of the Muppets, whether you want to believe it or not.
We need another proper Muppets movie. Because, like, sure, the Muppet Haunted Mansion thing was cool, but it wasn't like the the late 80s to early 90s Muppet movies, The Great Muppet Caper, Muppets on Treasure Island. The Muppet, all that stuff. That was the OG Muppet movies.
What was the one with the guy from Getting Sarah Marshall?
We didn't talk about that. The Muppets. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. That one was all right. Actually, I forgot about that movie because I never finished it all the way. It's because it wasn't that good. So
oh, that sucks.
Maybe don't make a movie. I guess I lied.
I lied.
But anyway, let us know what you want to watch, what you want to see most on Disney Plus at @infant_pods, or go to hot95.com/crisiscrew. We'll try to put as many of the trailers we can in one sort of bloggy, just where you can find them as soon as they get announced from Friday to Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be probably as fun a time as a fandom was.
Yes, I think it'll be better just because it's like, all right, cool. If Disney Plus is tweeting something or posting something, it's content. It's not like, okay, here's a panel. I'm like, I don't want the panel. Just give me the content.
I'll definitely be refreshing Twitter in the studio tomorrow morning when I'm supposed to pay attention to my
F5,
show. But I'm
Disney Plus at Disney Plus the entire day.
We have 4 spot breaks an hour, so I think I'll have time to keep refreshing.
And I feel like none of the announcements will start until 8 a.m. Pacific time. So
there we go. Yep, good point.
But anyway... Ooh, had to breathe there for a second. Still sick. If you forgot, I'm still sick. Thanks for hanging out with
soldiered
us.
Soldiered on.
I did it. The episode's a little bit shorter, but you know what? I soldiered on.
I did it for you.
I did it for you. If I die, well, this is my swan song, I guess. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great weekend. It's weird weather-wise in the DMV if you live in the DMV, so figure it out. I don't know. Make a pie or something.
That's probably why you're sick, because it was 50 on Sunday and 70 today.
And I went to Tampa and it was cold the entire time. I was like, why? Why?
Oh, you got that Florida flu.
Florida flu. Anyway, my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you've officially listened to this Thursday episode of Kev
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to listen on Crisis on Infinite Podcast tonight.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.